That's what I suggest. Let's just go and play that. Then have that off the old thingamajigger there. But because there's been a lag, what I'm going to do is you're going to be annoyed about that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mike, you
what
dick.
What happened there? I'm not too sure.
I just had the thing down, you know. I was talking, just prattling on.
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, time for you to go, I reckon, eh? You're starting to lose it, mate.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So our last loose reads together. Let me just say at this stage of the game, loved the wonderful world of books, and I've loved talking books with you and Jenna the whole time.
Jenna and I have just loved our Monday mornings coming in.
Maybe I'll just come and linger around in your bookshop all the time.
Well, I was going to say, we'll still see you in the shop.
It's a small shop, though. I'm going to take up a lot of space. I'll end up running off a debt like I do in a bloody record shop or something.
Yeah, you could do worse than books.
Yeah, true. At least you can build a house out of books.
You could indeed.
Oh, yes. Pop-up books, you could.
No, thank you, Mikey. It's been so great. We've loved, Jenna and I have loved coming in. It's been wonderful.
I know Jenna was a little bit jealous that you got to do like the last one.
I know.
Jenna was like, oh, I guess Karen's doing it.
I guess I am.
Well, hi, Karen. So let's talk what book you bought in. What have you bought in?
Okay, so the book that I've got today is this one. It's a novel called America Is Not the Heart, and it's by Elaine Castillo. And she's a Filipina-American writer. And I guess you guys know that the Auckland Writers Festival is upon us in May.
Like a tsunami, it is on its way.
Yep. Like a tidal wave. And on Friday, May the 17th, I'll be chairing a session with Elaine Castillo.
Wow.
She's a Bay Area writer, and this is her first novel. So I'm really excited about that. And if anyone wants to come along...
Get your tickets.
It's a ticket thing?
It's a ticketed event.
Costing tickets?
Not much, though.
Yeah, they're all pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Come along to this session. Anyway,
where is it again?
So this one is in the Heartland Room at Aotea Square.
Okay.
Yeah, in town.
Aotea Centre, you mean?
What did I say?
Square.
Oh, yeah, it's not
in
the square.
I was going to say, some invisible rooms in the square, like, That'd be so book festival, writers festival. I want to have some invisible door somewhere.
But DIY.
Into a secret library or something?
Yeah, secret library, and then there were fawns and centaurs and things in there and shit. And
Magical creatures and things like that. Anyway.
Book signings and that?
That's not the case.
In
this situation.
Unfortunately.
But what's the book about?
So the book, I think Time Out customers will really love this book. It's just right up their kind of alley. It's about the Filipino diaspora and the migration of three generations of women to San Francisco Bay Area, the suburbs. And Hero is the main character, and she's a Filipina woman, and she was in the she worked in the NPA, which is the New People's Army, which was...
It's fiction?
This is fiction. Yeah. Total work of fiction.
Realistic ideas might have been linked to it.
So that was the armed wing of the Communist Party of the Philippines, and she's been tortured. Her thumbs are broken, so she's a bit disabled, and she was brutally treated. And so she relocates to the Bay Area, and she's looking after her niece. But it's about her journey, I guess, from torture and violence in the Philippines and the start of her new life in sort of suburban San Francisco. And it's an extraordinary book, it really is, and it unravels really slowly and carefully and in a very masterful way. It sort of takes a while for it to become clear what's sort of happened to her backstory.
Yeah. It's a solid-looking novel there, isn't it?
It's a solid-looking novel. This is actually the... a reading copy, but it's available now in a smaller format paperback at $23. But yeah, it's about trauma and politics and family and intimacy and class and I guess how political and personal lives intersect. And kind of the dailiness. She kind of really taps into the dailiness of life.
Does it really tell a lot about America?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a very specific part of America, which people are talking about now, you know, like kind of the immigrants' experience and the difficulties of that. But this is actually, it starts in the 90s not a new thing.
That, no, but I mean, like I can, growing up when I was a little boy, America was this mysterious country that had so many questions about, and it's not like I don't anymore. I've been there a couple of times, and you know, every day I still go, "What's up with your country?"
Oh, totally.
It's so great and it's so not great at the same time. Yeah. And so I'm interested in that. You
know? It's really interesting too, because the character is from the middle class. Her parents were connected to Marcos, so it's a different kind of perspective, and she's kind of radicalized, and her parents actually disown her because of that. Because she's, you know, revolutionary. And the title America is Not the Heart is actually a riff on a book by Carlos Bulosan called America is the Heart.
Right.
About the immigrant experience. And it opens with a quote from him, which is, "I knew I could trust a gambler because I had been one of them."
Ooh.
Yeah. I just got a glimpse of cover that you're talking about.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And it's pretty nice.
It's pretty, isn't
it? Like, if I saw that in the bookshop, I'd be like, ooh.
It pops.
What's that one?
I'll be the judge.
Yeah, you
want to
have a look? It's got a whole bunch of sort of turquoisey, pinky colours. Yeah, kind of like a nice sunset, almost.
Almost looks like Old Onehunga.
Okay. Well.
Like what?
Old Onehunga.
Oh, Old Onehunga.
Just that picture below. I mean the housing.
No,
below.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know the Onehunga district had the Commonwealth's first female mayor?
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either. So, what's the date again for that talk?
So the date is Friday, May the 17th. It's at 1 p.m.
So hearty, right in there.
Yeah, right in there. 1 till 2 p.m. Just an hour session. Yeah, lots of good things to check out in the program, but come along to
the... Woo! That Writers Festival! Woo!
Can I just ask about the Writers Festival for you? Because we spoke to Jenna about it.
Mm.
How do you, like, are you going to everything? Like, how do you just, like, you have to go to everything,
well,
right?
Yeah, people
like,
that work for you, that you go on your behalf to things.
Nobody like. Works you, for me. I have to do everything my bloody self.
Oh, what do you need to do in that situation? So, do you just go to all the events?
It's a full-on immersion kind of experience where I basically, well, we will basically just be down there all weekend, Friday,
close
Saturday,
the bookshop
and
up
Sunday.
There.
Oh,
doesn't it start on the Does it start on the Monday?
It starts, I think, on the Wednesday, but they have school events and in earnest.
Oh, what do school kids want to know about books?
It's one of the biggest growing areas of literature.
Cool, eh? That's so good that, because, you know, people thought otherwise for a while.
Mm.
You know?
So I'll just be down there Friday, Saturday and Sunday going to everything.
Just being boxing. All right. Hey, well, like I say, thank you very much, Kieran. It's been beautiful. It's been beautiful celebrating books with you guys. I've really, really enjoyed it. So, I'm a massive fan of books. And you yourself have gifted and sold me many wonderful books. And I appreciate that very much.
You.
And
thank
it's been lovely,
you.
lovely being a part of it. Thank you for being a part of it as well.
It's been wonderful. I love the little banters that we have. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's radio for you. Thanks, Lou.
That was Loose Reads.